Question: Does the Bahunam Janmanam of 7.19 apply to only the Jnanis or to all the other three categories also, Artho, Jigyasu and Artharthi? And if the Jnanis are already Eka Bhaktir, then why does it take Bahunam Janmanam for them to come to the level of Jnanavan? So the Jnanis don't need to go through Bahunam Janmanam necessarily. If we see there is a cycle over there, Krishna starts with Mamevaya Prapadyante Mayametam Tarante. Prapadyante, he says first in 14, and then Nama Na Prapadyante is 15. And then again there is Prapadyante in 19. Where Jnanvan Mam Prapadyate. So from 16 to 19 is the progress till they come to the level of Prapadyante. And so all four, the Jnanis will come relatively quickly. The Artho, Jigyasu, Artharthi are likely to take more time because they have to become purified. And of course, there are also many verses in scripture which say that if somebody practices bhakti seriously, one can go back even in one can attain Krishna even in one life. But here Krishna is talking about a general trajectory for people to move from the level of approaching Him to the level of attaining Him. So depending on the seriousness of one's bhakti, the purity of one's heart, the conception of God that one has, that Bahunam Janmanam Ante, that may take many lifetimes, that may take one lifetime. Or as Prabhupada says in the 2.72 purport, that it is just a matter of accepting, understanding and accepting. So it can happen in one moment or it may not happen over many lifetimes also. So it's Krishna has first talked about how we should surrender, and then he's talked about those who don't surrender, and then he talked about those who approach, and then he talks about how they come to the level of surrender. So in that sense, and there is a cyclicity over there which we will see if we consider that it applies to four categories. Otherwise, if we say this applies only to one of them, then what is the fate of the other three? Don't they ever attain Krishna at all? Don't they overcome illusion? Then there's no other place where Krishna is analyzing that in the seventh chapter. So, in terms of the, and then of course we know after that he's shifting to people who surrender to something other than him, the devatas and the impersonal Brahman. So in that sense, that should be that process of maturing from approaching to surrendering, that in one sense it needs to apply to all four categories. Otherwise, where is the trajectory for the other four categories given over there?